my calculations are correct, when this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious.
Yes, but it's called the future, so get used to it.
Some individuals, it is true, are more special. This is natural selection. It begins as a single individual, born or hatched like every other member of their species, anonymous, seemingly ordinary, except they're not. They carry inside them the genetic code that will take their species to the next evolutionary rung. It's destiny.
And now, from the Top 20 Studios in Champaign, Illinois, this is the Top 20 of the Week with Taylor King.
Hello, everyone. It's Taylor King for the Top 20 of the Week with Taylor King and Drew Lyle, and welcome to the fourth Top 20 podcast on iTunes, brought to you by Podomatic.com, where you can find, create, and share podcasts. Thank you for sharing this one. Hopefully every week I will be able to bring you a recap of the previous week's Top 20 via 30-second samples of each song, courtesy of iTunes. We start the third Top 20 Recap podcast with a recap of the Top 20 from the week of March 11th through 17th, 2007. And if you hear any wind sound during the podcast, that's because it is very beautiful outside today in Champaign-Urbana, where the show is produced. 77 degrees currently, while this podcast is being recorded on Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. We have all the windows in the studio open, so if you hear any wind sound, that is why. At number 20, down 4, was My Chemical Romance and Welcome to the Black Parade.
The non-believers, the plans that they have made. Because one day, I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
At number 19, steady at number 19, was Diddy and Christina Aguilera, and Tell Me.
I don't want you to suffer. I don't want your number, baby. I want you to wonder. Want you to come up looking like it's something you wanna.
Tell me, what you thinking about when you got me waiting patiently? Usually, I don't have to wait for nobody. When it's something about you that really got me feeling weak. And I'm trying to find a word.
And number 18, down 3, was Fergie and Fergalicious.
Down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
It's hot, hot.
So delicious.
I put them boys on rock, rock.
So delicious.
They want a taste of what I got.
I'm Fergalicious.
Taste, taste, taste.
Fergalicious dip. Fergalicious dip. Fergalicious dip. Fergalicious definition make them boys go crazy.
At number 17, steady at number 17, was Fall Out Boy, and This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race. At number 16, up 10, was Gym Class Heroes and Cupid's Chokehold.
So when my tummy aches, if that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a.
And number 15, down 2, was the All American Rejects, and It Ends Tonight.
I don't want to need at all. The walls start breathing, my mind's unweaving. Maybe it's best you leave me alone. A weight is lifted on this evening.
And number 14, down 2, was Justin Timberlake and T.I. and My Love.
But there's just one thing I need from you.
Say-
sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You could be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
And number 13 down 2 was The Fray and How to Save a Life. And number 12 down 3 was Akon and Snoop Dogg, and I Wanna Love You.
You pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-O double G, and I'm here to put this on you. I'm stuck on you, so and yours is right. Rip riding the poles, and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause you so, and baby, you'll be so polite. I see
you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already.
And number 11 up 3 was Timbaland and Give It to Me.
Wanna see you work your body.
Could you speak up and stop my mumbling? I don't think you came in clear. Sitting on the top, it's hard to hear you from way up there. I saw you trying to act cute on TV, just let me clear the air. We missed you on the charts last week, damn, that's right, you wasn't there.
And number 10 up 8 was Akon and Don't Matter.
First we gon' fight, oh yes we gon' fight, believe we gon' fight, fight for our right to love, yeah. Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Nobody wanna see us together, nobody thought we'd last forever. I feel I'm hoping and praying things between us don't get better. Men steady coming after you, women steady coming after me. Seems like everybody wanna go for self.
And number 9 up 1 was Fergie and Ludacris and Glamorous.
Glamorous, 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 body glamorous. Ooh, flowers, flowers, glamorous. Glamorous, glamorous, body glamorous. Ooh, flowers, flowers.
And number 8 down 1 was Ludacris and Mary J. Blige and Runaway Love.
Sneaking in a room when her mama's knocked out. Trying to have his way and little Lisa says ouch. She tries to resist but then all he does is beat her. Tries to tell her mom but her mama don't believe her. Lisa stuck up in the world on her own. Forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get some clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back.
Run away, run away.
And number 7 down 3 was Rihanna and Sean Paul and Break It Off.
A good man to give her the style. Wild child, so she dey on my file. It's a long time now, my want blow the style. Blow the style, my car run like the Nile. Of the most energy, my want give her tonight. Give her tonight and make she feel right. Make she fly like a kite and reach a new high scar. We give it to the girl, then make them reel up on ball and make them start. Anytime she want it back, she a fi call. Don't tip all, I'm hitting it on the spot. And now the race starts. Penetrate so great, cause she feel it tough up and tall. What you think, say?
Break it up.
Immediate, if not before.
And number 6 down 3 was Beyonce and Irreplaceable. And number 5 up 1 was Paul Deonda and The Day and Walk Away, Remember Me.
Say, I'll admit that I was impressed. Physically just short of perfection. Gotta commend you on your selection. Though I know I shouldn't be concerned, in the back of my mind I can't help but question.
Does she rub your feet
when you've had a long day?
Scratch your scalp
when you take out your
Does
brain?
She know that you
like to play PS2 till 6 in the morning like I do?
At number 4, up 4, was Gwen Stefani and Akon and The Sweetest Game. At number 3, up 2, was Daughtry, and It's Not Over. At number 2, steady at number 2, was Justin Timberlake and What Goes Around Comes Around.
I just can't seem to understand. Thought it was me and you, baby, baby. Me and you until the end, but I guess I was wrong.
Don't wanna think about it, don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it.
Can't believe it's ending this way.
Just so confused about it, feeling the blues about yeah. it. I just can't do without you.
Tell me, is this fair?
And at number 1, with her 4th week at number 1, was Nelly Furtado and Say It Right.
From your head, when there's no time for joking, there's a hole in my head. Oh, you don't mean nothing at all to me. No, you don't mean nothing at all to me.
And that wraps up the recap of the top 20 of the week from the week of March 11th through 17th, 2007. Please go to Podomatic.com and subscribe to this podcast. Also, as has been mentioned on the show number 100 is coming up fast. It airs this coming weekend. We will have 2 returning previous co-hosts. Also, don't forget to send in requests to Taylor King at top20theweek.com. And don't forget to check back to the top 20 website for more information as it is released. Also, there's still an issue I'd like to address that affects everyone, and I will continue to keep you updated on this. However, in case you don't already know, corporate interests are hard at work making sure you don't have a choice, because they make more money when you have no choices. You can protect your right to hear eclectic, independent radio and discover new artists. You can save internet radio with less than 5 minutes of your time. Write your congressional representative today and pass the word to anyone you know that loves or makes music. Also, please bookmark the page www.savenetradio.org and check back frequently for updates. We need your continued support and action as the situation further develops. You can tell your representative, I do not support the Copyright Royalty Board's CRB March 2nd decision to substantially increase royalty rates. Not only will it impact my choices, but the Recording Industry Association of America's RIAA manipulation of these rates and the CRB's indifference will hurt working artists, damage small record labels, and force law-abiding small webcasters, already paying a large portion of their revenue per month in royalties, out of business. This decision will also damage hundreds of small businesses providing goods and services to working artists, small record labels, and small webcasters. I respectfully ask that you evaluate the CRB decision and do whatever is necessary to establish a reasonable royalty rate for all the parties involved. In case you didn't hear, on March 2nd, 2007, the CRB approved royalty rates that will bury any small webcaster and create a heavy burden even for big broadcasters like Yahoo, AOL Music, and Pandora. How high will these rates be? Around 100% of a small webcaster's revenue, give or take a few points, in most cases. What? That's impossible to pay. Yep, it sure is. Now, how did this happen? Well, the RIAA told the CRB that's what they wanted, and the CRB just gave it to them. Now, you're probably thinking, hey, that's awful, but who are the RIAA and CRB? Well, the RIAA is the Recording Industry Association of America, and they are a lobbying group formed by the 5 largest record labels. They are embedded in Washington, D.C., and they make sure laws are written to keep them rich no matter what. They made headlines a few years ago, opening lawsuits against elderly people, single mothers, and children for trading music online, even though some of them didn't even have computers. Now, the CRB, the Copyright Royalty Board, is part of the U.S. Copyright Office. The board is charged with determining the royalty rates that would be determined by a willing buyer and willing seller in a marketplace transaction. They decided to jack the rates beyond a broadcaster's means, despite decades of royalty rates being 1 to 2% of broadcaster revenue. Now, raise your right hand if you want to take away consumer choice, hurt working artists, damage small record labels, and put small webcasters out of business. I didn't think so. Take action now and write your congressional representative at www.savenetradio.org.
The recording industry giants apparently don't care who gets hurt, as long as they get more money.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works.
Their recent rate increase for internet broadcasters will force most internet radio stations to close.
What's worth doing is worth doing for money.
Double the rates that standard AM and FM stations pay.
When do I get it? When do I get my money? I want my money!
Listeners will no longer have the listening choices they currently enjoy, because only the large big money corporations can afford these rates. That isn't fair to anyone. No. Not the small broadcasters, not the millions of listeners that enjoy internet radio, and not all those independent artists that would have never been heard without internet radio stations. Think that's bad?
Yes,
there's more. What about the Internet Radio Amber Alert System that was recently launched? The stations that carry these alerts are all small broadcasters located all over the United States, not those large corporate stations. When these stations are forced off the internet, it renders the Internet Radio Amber Alert System useless. This could very well cost a child's life. Maybe your child's life. Just because some large corporation got greedy.
Greed is good.
No, I won't accept that.
That's a great injustice to every parent and child in the United States. What can you do about it? Go to SaveNetRadio.org and send a message to your government representatives. It only takes a few minutes. Let your voice be heard and help change this legislation.
Yeah.
That's www.SaveNetRadio.org. SaveNetRadio.org.
Once again, thank you for listening to the show and to the podcast. And until next time, this is Taylor King saying, Mahalo.